Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to another Rough Riders Radio podcast. I'm the host, your Rough Rider. Tonight's topic, Trump, his great white hope, or dope. Let's get right to it, shall we? Trump, or drumpf, knows only one tactic, rope-a-dope. He's got more shuck and jive than Don King on steroids. Trump should have been a boxing promoter, putting a spin on a bout with two fighting stiffs as the fight of the century. The catch is to feature a great white hope, a white boxer with a fighting chance of becoming a world champion that somehow lasts 15 rounds with his face fully intact. The fight will take place at one of Trump's defunct casinos in Atlantic City. Fighter would look like Rocky, the champion like Apollo Creed. The white fighter was pulled from the mean streets of Brooklyn, Queens. Trump's team would supplement this fighter with a steady stream of steroids and HGH injections. Trump would also second as the ring announcer. Ladies and gentlemen, the heavyweight championship of the universe. In this corner, hammering Sledgehammer Johnson. In the other corner, Buzzsaw Jackson. Trump ain't in it for the long term. No, just long enough to work his rope-a-dope. Snag enough idiot paying patrons to watch a human spectacle of full-blown chicanery. Trump could make it a five-bout production. His white fighter fighting four others before then, with each win, finally moving on to the fifth and final fight, the heavyweight title bout with the world champion. The title fight would be at the Taj Mahal, Trump's former bankrupt defunct casino, now under new and better management. Be the ring announcer himself, guaranteeing the fight of the century. Then the title fight begins. And last but 15 seconds, Trump's eyes bug out, and his security team swiftly whisks him away and onto his helicopter to an undisclosed location. But hell, the spectacle of it all. That's what we have as a fucking president. The spectacle of it all. That concludes tonight's podcast. This is the old Rough Rider himself, rounding third, heading for home. And remember, stay well, keep it lit, and as always, we ride, but you decide.